Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you aren't lucky enough, though, to win our prize here on Lunchtime Live today, we are giving away, well, we're not giving away, but Sarah Slattery, who's the travel expert, is with me to give away all of her advice on the staycations and the breaks that are still available around the country. Is there much still on offer, Sarah, in terms of last minute deals?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, well, in Ireland there is, certainly. Abroad now, not so much, but certainly in Ireland. In fact, I was quite surprised. I'm trying to get emails in quite regularly and, you know, 20% off or three nights for the price of two, or it seems to be quite a lot. And I suppose some hotels are only opening up, you know, after being closed for the winter period as well. So, yeah, I was surprised to see as much on offer, actually. Particularly last minute.
So what is that a reflection that most people are, you know, if they're going on holidays, they're going abroad, Sarah, then?
Well, possibly. I mean, when you look at the very little left, I mean, I had a quick look today for abroad, and there's little or nothing left. Well, unless you're going to pay for it, you know, but, you know, it reasonably priced, at least. You might get a few deals next week to some of the cities, like there was some good prices to Toulouse and Biarritz and France. Cheap flights to Malaga if you don't mind going out late at night and coming home at 6 o'clock in the morning.
24-hour square.
Yeah, you know, those kind of ones.
Remember as well.
But like very, very little available otherwise. So maybe that's why, I don't know, but there's certainly some good deals. If people are looking to get away, there's definitely some good deals available.
Tell us where there's the best offers in Ireland at the moment, Sarah.
Well, some hotels have, and it's always good to check the hotel's websites as well, like some of them have kind of packages built in. So the Riverside Hotel, the Riverside Park Hotel in Wexford have an actual Easter break package. So you get breakfast, you'll get an activity pass as well to one of Wexford's top attractions like Wells House and Gardens, or there's loads of different ones included. So a family of four there, and it's available on various dates throughout the next kind of week or so, is $411 for two nights. And they have a few rooms that hold five. Their superior rooms with five are fabulous. I stayed in them myself. They're huge. Each of the beds have, the kids have separate tellies in their beds and everything. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
That's just on the 28th of March only. That's $558 for a family of five. But they, as I said, they include breakfast as a leisure centre there. They have activities on for the kids. I think they probably have a kids club. And then there's a pass to one of Wexford's top attractions.
And that's for two nights, Sarah, for five.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I picked pretty much two nights.
Yeah, well, most people
the board,
are going to go
think
away.
Yeah, I think it's probably as well to pick two nights. So I thought that was good. And then lots of hotels, like one where I was surprised to see, like the Dingle Skellig Hotel in Kerry. Like I've looked at that so many times, and it's hard to get those family rooms available. So that's Easter Monday, the first of April. They have a two night stay there for $396. For a family of four.
Yeah.
But again, it's just, they have a leisure centre there as well. And you know, Dingle is always, it's always so busy in the summer months. So just could be a really nice time to go.
You've been looking at some of the hotels too, I think in Mayo.
Yeah, Brafey House Resort, another place I stayed in a few times. Get great if you want to do some active, if you want to maybe cycle the Greenway there. And, you know, obviously there's so many amazing beaches in Mayo as well. But Brafey have a leisure centre on site as well. Very family friendly, huge big grounds and lots of, there's a ferry trail and lots, very family friendly hotel as well. That's, again, I found most of the best deals were going just after Easter weekend. So that's the 1st of April, that's Easter Monday for two nights. And that's $388 for a family
because
of four.
The schools are still closed. Like a lot of people are still off. So they might, you know, might take their fancy if they thought they were going to get some value. And like, Sarah, by all accounts, you know, there is value there from what you've mentioned. You're talking about five people for two nights B&B.
Yeah, I think so too. And I definitely next week, even when you do look at the flights going abroad, even next week, you know, if you really want to go away from like the 3rd of April for three nights or the, you know, a city break, it's like they're half the price of going this week, you know. So it's like people are, the minute the Easter holiday starts, they want to get going, whereas the second week is actually, you know, halfway through is actually much more reasonably priced.
Okay, good to know. And actually, I should say too, from even, I haven't stayed in any of the hotels you've mentioned, but from memory, a lot of them as well, they are 4-star hotels, Sarah.
Yeah, I think I've picked all 4 stars pretty much.
Yeah.
across. I have a post on my website of 12 different offers for Easter breaks, and they've just been updated. So everything there is actually available from the Irish for hotels in Ireland. I know we'll probably just pick a handful of them today, but I have, as I said, I've picked 12 last minute deals that are there.
The other point as well I've noticed, and it was interesting you mentioned that about actually going directly to the hotel's own websites, because I've started doing that myself recently, Sarah. I would have always used the kind of third parties and the booking.coms and hotel.coms, but you do sometimes find that you actually get more built in their own package on their own website.
Yeah, it depends really on when you're going. There's no doubt that the likes of Booking, their web, I mean, I think the Irish hotels, I kind of say this a lot, but like their websites, they just need to up their game on the websites an awful lot of the time. The reason so many people book on booking.com or through my site or things like that is because it's just so convenient. You know, you can see a list of hotels all available and the price is right there. But when you're looking at firstly, when you're looking at last minute, it's always good to ring the hotel because you may get a better deal, an upgrade or whatever. But also if it's like a time like this where they will run specific Easter packages and they'll maybe throw in dinner or throw in like an activity pass for kids or different things going on, then you'll definitely find better probably packages, I suppose, yeah. On the hotel.
Yeah, you've the Clayton and Limerick mentioned, and there's a visit included to the international rugby experience.
I mentioned that there because have you been there?
No, we did the during the summer tour, not last summer, the previous summer. We were in Limerick with the show, and they were talking. They were still in the development or stage of putting the rugby experience together. So I haven't had the opportunity, but hopefully this summer we might get back and get a chance to see it.
It's really good and it's brilliant for kids. Now, we are kind of big rugby fans in the house, but you wouldn't have to be. Like, it's so interactive that, the kids get to kick the ball, to try, there's three or four different exercises that they have to do, like that the rugby players do. And it's just really, really good. We really enjoyed it. I can highly recommend that.
Good.
And the Clayton Limerick have stayed in as well. They have a leisure centre there, a great location for Limerick. There's so much to see. The Limerick Greenway, of course, you can go down there. You can go out to, it's about an hour, I suppose, maybe drive to the Cliffs of Moher. So, it's a good kind of base to, if you want to explore that sort
lots
of area.
Yeah, on your doorstep. I know finally as well, like more and more people now, Sarah, are just, they're not bothering with the hotel and they're looking for something a little bit different. I actually had hoped recently when I went to Donegal to try out some of the glamping experiences. Would you believe in the middle of February in Donegal, they were all booked out on the weekend that I wanted.
No
so
way.
Yeah, it shows you the appetite for them. But you've got two deals for people who want to go glamping over the Easter break.
I only thought as I was waiting to come on, I said, oh God, I didn't pick a Donegal offer, I'll be killed.
I'll mention it, don't worry about that.
I usually have Donegal offers. I have a great spot for glamping in Laois. It's called Glamping Under the Stars. And I went there last year with my daughter and a couple of her friends. And it's absolutely gorgeous. They have these hobbit houses and they sleep six. So they're just really, really cute. And the whole grounds are set up that's run really, really well. There's a big glamp house where you can cook separately. And you also have a little fire pit. There's also kind of tents. There's different types of areas there. So this is loads of people around. A great way for families to meet up or kids to meet up with other kids. They have a 3 nights for the price of 2 offer over Easter holidays. So it's €450 if you want to go for 3 nights. Now, you can just go for 2 nights. Like if you want to do Easter weekend, they still have availability for Easter weekend. And that's €450 for 2 nights for Easter. But those hobbit houses sleep 6 and they're absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, so they're good. You can find value in them for 6 people. You're getting 3 nights.
Especially if you wanted to do the 3 nights. And one of the places that we went from it was Castlecomer Discovery Park in Kilkenny. It's only about a half an hour drive and it's fantastic. There's a brand new skywalk open, like these treetop walks, and Ireland's, I don't know if it is as long as zip line or one of them anyway, is there. There's loads of paddle boats. It's actually a non-for-profit park, so it's free to go in and do the ferry trails and all that sort of stuff if you have younger kids. And then you can just pay as you go to do any of the other activity. So it's a really good day out. You literally could spend the day
Brilliant.
There.
Brilliant. Well, listen, if people want more information, look, as you've heard from Sarah, there's loads of last minute deals across the country. You don't need to get in a plane. You can still find some value here in Ireland and staycation if you fancy a break for a night or two away next week as well. That's the travel expert, Sarah Slattery. Sarah, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.